At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The podcast, so we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Kelsey motherfucking Dara, and happy Monday, y'all. This podcast episode is probably going to piss off a lot of people. Ask me if I care. I don't. Hey, if you have a kid, maybe don't listen to this episode. No. Stay a while. Stay a while. Tell me if it's true, if you agree with the things I'm saying, or if everything I'm going to tell you is hurtful, and I change your mind about having your children. Terrible way to start this podcast. Hey, before we get into anything, though, housekeeping, the new merch launch with Freddie Tyler Paul, one of my favorite t-shirt designers, launched last week. We launched a t-shirt and a sweatshirt that says, "Don't talk to me until I've had my Lexapro laced iced coffee." This one is for the Lexapro girlies, a.k.a. moi, and they're out now. So you can go find that in my bio. You can find on Instagram. You can find on FreddieTylerPaul.com, and you just hit close, and then you'll see the collection listed with me. And it's so cute. I love the material. It's so soft, and if you haven't seen the designs, he makes like very chaotic but like cute and funny designs, and I think it's very of the times. Big fan of it. So go check that out. Hey, I'm going to dive right motherfucking into it because this is going to be a long episode. In case you can't tell by the title, we are talking about being child free. That is right. In case you didn't hear, bing bong, the birth rate's declining. Fertility rates are declining. And people are very fucking divided. My timeline is celebrating all the retweets of my friends shitting on comments are from the other side where people are fear mongering. And honestly, their arguments are just gross. The right is not very happy to see the nuclear family falling apart as they know it. But yeah, so the birth rates are declining, and I saw a lot of discourse on it, and I thought, what better fucking place to talk about this with than with my confidants? So let's get straight into it. All right. So there is a difference between being child-free and childless. What is childless? This is actually someone who does want children but does not have them for various reasons. So think like socioeconomic reasons, financial, like, hey, I would actually love to have a kid right now, but financially, that's not realistic for me. In this economy, a child, you're crazy. Also, like, social reasons, they're either too young or too old, or they're single. Fertility reasons or illness. They live in a red state where if they did get pregnant and they had to, go to the hospital because something was wrong, the state that they live in might actually prioritize the baby's life over the mother's. We just saw that insane case that happened where they kept that woman's body alive so that she could deliver a child. And that to me is like the scariest, is that you're someone that wants a kid and are ready and feel prepared, whether it's like financially or emotionally, and you're not able to because you don't want to die. Like, that's crazy, bruh. That's crazy that like you want all of those things, but you're terrified that if God forbid something goes wrong while you're pregnant, you might end up dead or in jail for having a miscarriage or abortion. Like, that's such a fucking Nanner's fact that I feel like anyone on the right that's arguing about this shit should like address that first. Like maybe we should look at the, you know, scale back a little bit. All right. Take your fucking hands off the Bible for just a second and scale back and look at like maybe there's a larger reason, you know, that women aren't having kids. And it's because they want to live. Or like in instances where they don't have bodily autonomy at a hospital, right? Like there's a viral video that was going off this weekend about a woman who had just had a C-section and she wanted to leave the hospital, but the nurses weren't letting her. And I don't know the exact details of like some people in the comments were saying you're not allowed to leave within 24 hours after you have a C-section for like medical reasons. But I also think you could, like, if you want to switch hospitals, you can. And they were saying, yes, you're welcome to do that, but baby is staying here. And she was like, over my fucking dead body. And like, to me, again, the fact that there are women in that industry, because let's be very clear, it's an industry. They are wanting you to come in and have a baby so that they can make money off of the that experience, that are in that industry that aren't like helping women in that instance. That's crazy. I think that whole situation was a little bit ego-driven. But to the larger point that women who do feel ready to have a child but are childless because that medical industry does not prioritize the women's needs or the woman actually doesn't have a lot of control over once you are checked into that hospital, like you don't get to make a lot of decisions. Hopefully you have an amazing staff and doctor that you love that like it listens to you. But at the end of the day, people are always saying like, they work for you. You can fire them. Yeah, but hospitals are private companies. They do not have to answer. They're not getting paid by the patient necessarily. They're getting paid by the insurance companies. Let me get off my high horse for a second. That is what being childless is in this context of child-free versus childless. Child-free is what women and people are doing when they are actively choosing not to have a child. They are saying, I don't want kids and I don't have them because I don't want them. Which brings me to me. I am child-free, in case you haven't noticed. I feel like I also wanted to do this episode because I've been having these really big life questions pop up over the last few weeks. As you can tell by the episode titles, you know, I've been like traveling and, you know, my relationship went long distance. I was having a bunch of friends have babies and marriage. And it just turning 35 feels just like this huge moment. And it's making me confront a lot of fears and decisions I've made. And doing this episode, like it made me feel a lot better about where I am. Like doing all my research for this has made me feel a lot better about that. Because even your girl, a confident, child-free by fucking choice, literally had an abortion last year, your girl still is like, wait, but like, should I be having kids? Like, and I think a big thing too, that I've like realized is the athlete and I obviously like very much in love, very happy. And he is a great person. Like, I think he would be an incredible parent. I think he should have kids at some point. Is it going to be with me? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be with me. Y'all know in my ideal world, we're living on some fucking multi-property estate and someone's having a child that's in a throuple with us. That's the ideal. Because again, I believe children should be raised by a village. But I feel like I'm weirdly running out of time for that dream to be a reality. There's some weird like vortex that happens between 27 and 35, I feel like. That still feels like you're allowed to fuck up and you're allowed to be indecisive and you're still allowed to be questioning your identity. And for some reason, this is all, again, projection, falseness in my head, is that like 35 is coming up and I am panicking. Like I'm questioning all of my decisions. And again, it's just first thought, worst thought. Once I sit with it and like actually come back down from the fear thought and get out of my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, Kelsey? Like, you know yourself, you know your confidence. But I know if I'm feeling that, y'all must be feeling it too. So let's talk about it. Why am I child free? Let's go through. I wrote down a list. Number one, the cost. Contrary to what people believe, I am not a rich YouTuber girly pop in the digital space. I am just getting by. You know what I mean? Like, I still make like what a lot of my regular salaried friends who have jobs make, but I think I actually make less than them because I have to pay for my own insurance. I don't work for a company that pays for my insurance. So I don't have, like, a lot of my income goes to the cost of living and living in Los Angeles, living by myself, hippo, all of those things add up. Yes, I could downsize and downgrade my life to build a fat savings. And I have my emergency fund, of course, and I have my assets, et cetera, et cetera. But like, I could not imagine letting go of the way I've learned to live just because I've decided I want to bring a child into this world. And I could not possibly do that without making huge financial sacrifices about the way I live right now. The cost of raising a child is crazy. Like, I think so many people like cite financial reasons as to why they aren't having children. And yet so many people who have zero doll hairs are having children. Like, when's the last time, you know, your man looked at the price of diapers or formula or fucking daycare? Holy shit. Any man that wants to have a child with you, you should test them. Okay, how much do you think it costs to have a child just in the hospital? How much do you think that's going to cost me? Okay, how much do you think the first year costs on average? Okay, once they can walk and talk, what do you think about education? Like, I fully don't think the responsibility of also learning the burden of children ever goes to men. I think men often get the ability to opt out of child, the child experience, whereas like women are so often side saddled to be single mothers, to be mothers in a marriage who are alone or divorced mothers. Like, I have seen so many instances where the husband or the father of the child dips out and the mother is left to raise financially and emotionally and physically the baby on their own. And so when I was doing this research, I kept coming across women who were saying, if you were going to have a child, assume that you are going to do it by yourself. Whether that means you are literally a single woman having a child, whether that means you're in a marriage, you have to assume that like men just don't statistically pick up the weight of what that experience to have a child is like, or, you know, something could happen to your partner. You know, breakups happen, divorce happens, people change, people freak the fuck out when you have kids. Like, you don't know who you're married to until you have children, is the saying. And I think the best advice that I heard in all of my research was talking about, if you are going to have a child, like choosing that for yourself as a woman, assume you're going to be doing it on your own. And that also means financially. Also, men, I just don't know. Like, I think the athlete is a wonderful, perfect specimen, like, to have a child. And yet, I have been in relationships, you know, my 5-year relationship where the person I was with the first 3 years was not the person I was with the last 2 years. Like, mentally, they change. Experiences happen where they change. Life happens and people fucking change. And, you know, the person you choose to have a child with is the most important decision you make in your fucking life. You know, that is your partner. That is the person that you are going to go through the highest highs and the lowest lows with when it comes to like creating life. And I just think when you ask a man, why do they want to have children? The number one answer is legacy. Pass on my fucking genes. It's never because of the woman that I'm with. I love the woman I'm with and I want to make a creation with her, a life with her, or like because I, you know, think, you know, we deserve to bring children into the world, or like I want to fucking make something with the person that I'm with. Like, it's never that answer. Have you ever noticed that? It's always like you ask a guy, do they want kids one day? And they'll be like, yeah, I just think like that would be dope, you know, a baby to like take on my genes and be like a little mini me and carry on my name. And it's always, they always want a son who plays sports and I can teach him how to be all my things. And it's like, yeah, but how many times out of that, like statistically, is actually going to happen, right? Like, watching gender reveals, still I clutch my pearls every time because I'm just like, I hope he reacts in a civilized manner to the gender reveal. Like, I am always so nervous to see how a man is going to react to knowing that he's going to have a little girl, even in this day and age. I'm still worried. So men is my number two reason. Number three, I don't think this earth right now deserves the goodness that is children. Like, we are literally letting children starve in Gaza right now. We are actively having school shootings every single day. I was at a comedy show last night and I was doing stand up at like a dog rescue event, and Chelsea Peretti went on before me and she had this hilarious bit where she was like, I have a son and, you know, I used to be so worried because of like, I brought a child into this world with global warming and things, but actually with the way school shootings are going, that global warming might be a better way to go out. Like, and it was so dark, but it was so true. It was so fucked up. And the audience was like, ah, and she was like, you guys know I'm right. Like, holy shit. We don't respect children. We don't respect the education system. We don't even have enough food to feed them. Like, we don't have money to implement programs for school lunches. Like, there are children who are living in America that don't eat every single day. Why would we bring children into this world when we don't even have our shit figured out? Like, the church is my favorite, when the church are like, we need more soldiers for Jesus. Bitch, y'all don't really have a great track record with little kids in the church. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you should figure that shit out first before you come to me telling me you need my body as a fucking vessel for the Lord. Fuck that. Holy shit. Where was I? Another reason that I am child-free. We don't raise children in villages anymore. Like, they always say it takes a village. Yeah, what village? Me and my fucking baby Bjorn and my fucking baby camera and my two arms and legs. Like, bitch, what village? We are so lucky to even raise children with a partner that stays, let alone if they have grandparents that come around and aren't actually like a burden to that experience, or friends that stay close with you and want to be active in that child's life. Like, oh my God, it stresses me the fuck out. I'm going to get hives. But there is something crazy that I found out called the mom tax versus the dad bonus when you have children. So, speaking of like not having a village, often like it's statistical fact that when women go back to work after having children, they will most likely take a pay cut, because managers and hiring, you know, people don't believe that women who have children are as capable or present or available to do a good as a job as a woman who has no children. So that is the mom tax. Like, you go back to work and you're less in your career, you're less in your status. You're known as a mom first forever. Like, your individuality is gone and it is, you're a mom. You're a working mom. You're a mom boss. Like, that stresses me out. And the dad bonus is because after having children, usually the burden falls on the mom to stay after maternity leave and they don't go back to work. The dad is more available to be at work more often and they are avoiding responsibilities by staying at the office later and longer and can think more about their jobs because they're not at home with the child, and they often get raises. Their salary and income after having children often raises between 3 and 10%. Fucking fuck. Oh, that shit stresses me out. Another reason I wrote, the most pressing reason is why I am child-free, is because the number one reason why I do want a child is because I want my parents to have a grandkid. And I don't think that that's correct and right and fair to bring a child into this world because of that reason. I genuinely only would want a kid right now because I would want to see my parents happy. Like, they are very liberal. They are very supportive. They are very, they raised me like to chase my dreams and put myself first. And my mom is the breadwinner. She is the fucking boss of all bosses. She was working 365 days a year while my dad was a stay-at-home dad some of the time. And yet they are desperate for grandchildren. That's what they want. And I feel like I'm failing them as a daughter by not giving that to them. And that is my number, if that is my number one reason why I want a child, I should not be having children. My second reason why I want a child right now is because I'm afraid I'm getting too old, even though I have embryos and eggs frozen. Like, again, if that's my reason, I should not be having children. And I saw a comment in a TikTok that said, like, I don't want to regret having kids because I was worried that I would want one. You know, like, they didn't want to have a kid because they were FOMOing, essentially, the fear of missing out on having a child. And that's, like, not a good reason to bring a kid into the world. This one came from the good old TikTok. A huge reason why I am childless or child free is because, according to a 2021 report from the National Commission on Maternal Mortality and studies cited by the CDC, the leading cause of death among pregnant and postpartum women is homicide from their partner. Let me say that again a little bit less confusing. Homicide is the leading cause of death among pregnant and postpartum women in the U.S., surpassing other common causes like birthing complications or a doctor's mistake or hemorrhaging. Also noted in this study, Black women and girls were disproportionately affected. As we know, the medical system and the fertility system has failed them. You are most likely to die as a pregnant person from your partner killing you. What hell are we fucking living in? Again, like, I don't think, like, does the right not give a fuck about this shit? Do they just, like, not know these things? I didn't know that. And now that I do, I will never forget that information. And until that is fixed, we should not be getting pregnant as women. That is fucking terrifying. Anyway, I think I need a breather. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more stuff.
Google it.
Oh.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
As I said when we started this episode, the U.S. birth rate is falling fast. I keep on falling. And out of babies. So for a population to remain stable, flat, no growth, no decline, women on average in the U.S. have to have 2.1 kids. How did the 0.1 get there? Don't ask me. I don't know. And in the U.S. right now, that number is 1.6 and dropping. That's right. And it's driving this whole new political debate about what, if anything, can be done about the birth rate declining. And this drop is primarily driven by declines in birth to people in their teens and early 20s, which are often unintended births. Shout out to teen motherfucking mom. Like, that's huge. If we are not celebrating that, that is amazing. That is great news. And the right and the church has taken this information and spinned it and flipped it and put your thing down, flipped it and reversed it, and are fear-mongering with it. Like, Elon Musk is like, humanity is failing. And, you know, Trump is like, we need to be having more babies. Not babies having babies. Not the teens having the babies. They probably want that, though, because they can control those kinds of people with, you know, their messaging and the church, and, you know, they can seem like they can make it sound more accepting. But realistically, that's amazing news. Teens and people in their early 20s are not having children. That's fucking awesome. Their frontal lobes aren't developed yet. We should be waiting until that happens before we're popping out kids. I'm just saying. Why it's dropping also is because of economic instability, right? Like, we look around and we're like, this dumpster fire. It feels selfish to bring children into this world. Climate anxiety. So even just like the fear again of bringing children into this world that will have children and have to see the end of fucking times. That's a real worry. Cost of childcare, like we talked about, greater access to contraception, which is awesome. They're working on like getting birth control over the counter in, what was the other thing that they, the new thing? I'm not remembering. Don't Google this, but there was something about birth control being over the counter that was happening and it was exciting. Women have better education on everything that is childhood and costs, and they are making better decisions, and they're just saying, hell no, we won't go. Cultural shifts, which is like the child-free lifestyle becoming more accepting and less taboo. Howdy, shout out to your girl. And career prioritization and delayed partnership. So I think women are becoming more aware of their fucking standards. They're genuinely saying, what do you add to my life? A baby is not the value. Like, your sperm, I can get that like fucking anywhere. Okay. It's literally like hanging from the walls. I can get that fucking anywhere. What do you bring value to my life? So if you're not going to be my partner, then I don't want to raise a baby by myself. And I think that's awesome. Even IVF isn't helping. Fertility treatments are expensive and often unsuccessful. They just aren't accessible. And remember, freezing your eggs and doing embryos, even like your girl, that doesn't guarantee a baby. And in the US, fertility clinics are booming, but actual birth rates are recovering. Say it with me now. It's an industry. That's right. But it's a touchy industry because this is like an industry that creates life and some amazing people are a part of it. And I loved my crew and experience with going through the process. And the fact that I literally got pregnant right after going through that last year, it made me feel bad for women that were trying. Like, it made me feel terrible for the women that have been trying. And I wish I could have just had it and given it to somebody. I genuinely wish I could have. No fucking way I could have done that. I was in no place. No fucking way. Again, like, no way. Couldn't have done that last year. Here's some really absurd but real headlines and facts about other countries, because the whole global birth rate is declining. China is offering cash, free strollers, and longer maternity leave to boost birth rate. So multiple Chinese cities have begun offering up to $5,000 per baby with bonuses for a second and third kid. Why are we treating children like salaries? That's not normal. Other perks, they're giving out free baby formula, paid leave, housing discounts, and yes, government-issued baby strollers. If that's what gets you to have a child, fucking, like, again, those, what are those strollers even looking like, I wonder? Probably two sticks in a circle put together and fucking just a rock rolling down the hill. Some cities are now even encouraging people to freeze their eggs, even unmarried women, which was previously banned. Fuck! Italy will pay you to move to a ghost town and have babies. That's right. Towns in Italy's like Prasici and Santo Stefano offer 15,000 euro. I think that's like 18,000 US to move there. And caveat, you got to have a baby if you do it. What does that contract look like? I wonder. These are dying villages with low population, and they're trying to revive themselves via a baby boost of immigration. This is a Black Mirror episode. Like, I'm fascinated. I want to talk to people who are doing it. Also, like, how can you guarantee someone's going to have a child? You can't. Poor Italy. They're probably just like, please come eat the pizza pasta. We need the babies. Oh. South Korea gives families rent-free housing if they reproduce. That's right. In South Korea, which has the lowest global birth rate right now at 0.72, cities like Seoul now offer free housing, tax breaks, and child care stipends if you have babies. The city of Hwasong, I hope I'm saying it right, even tried offering $75 per month per child until age 5, which barely covers a diaper genie. Like, $75, that's crazy. I mean, like, I can see and understand how that sounds appealing, but that is not that fucking much money when you are raising a child, let alone multiples. Let's not even go there. Hungary exempts moms of 4 or more from NCAC. Hungary exempts moms of 4 plus from income tax forever. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban rolled out pro-family tax reforms. Women with 4 or more children never pay income tax again. Honey, if you've got a job with 4 and more children, what the fuck? I don't even think these women probably are paying income tax because they're at home being a fucking mom to 4 children. They've even teamed up with newlyweds under 40 to say you will also get $30,000 in government loans, partially forgiven if they pop out kids. They also cheapened the price of minivans, which I think is just fucking hilarious. Like, this episode sounds like an April Fool's joke, and it's not. Okay, this one's crazy. Singapore will pay you to have sex on a national night. That's right. This is real. In past years, Singapore designed a day called National Night, where couples were encouraged to bone to help solve the baby crisis. And they even teamed up with Mentos and made a campaign called Do It For Your Country. The thing is about all of these scams that they're handing out, trying to get women to have children, it is never beneficial for the woman. It isn't. Even the exemption of income tax for life, that doesn't benefit the woman because she still has 4 plus fucking children. You think she's got help with that? Do you think she can afford 3-4 nannies? You think her husband's around helping her out? God forbid she's a single mother. Like, none of these incentivize what happens after the baby comes. Like, none of it is saying we're here to support the woman. We've got postpartum help. We're guaranteeing your birthing experience to be a certain way. Your rights are yours to have and own. Like, they just want you to get knocked up because they want you to create consumers. And now my tinfoil hat is on. They don't give a fuck what happens to the children after it's out. They just need more consumers so they can start pushing advertisements, so they can start selling them shit, so they can start getting them in the workforce, underage, illegally, paying them nothing so that they will consume more. Because that's power. Same thing with the fucking church. All that shit that I'm seeing on TikTok of all those young women getting roped into religion, and they're saying, like, Jesus needs more soldiers. We need what? Like, again, how is that benefiting you? How does that benefit you? I can't understand. Like, I hate to say this, but I feel like that whole fucking cult of young girls in that, like, y'all know what I'm talking about, that viral video where it's like a bunch of young girls just being like, yeah, I want to like work in the kitchen and have kids and like my husband supports me. I think they're lazy. I think they're the biggest scammers of all time. I think they're literally going, how can I do the least amount of fucking work? How can I get a guy to choose me? Because y'all know how that shit is. They want them to marry young. They want them to have kids young. They want that, like, that is for the church. It is not for the parents. And that is like, that is gross scamming number one of all time to me. Like, I can't stand, like, every time one of those TikToks comes up on my page, I get like physically ill. Anyway, how can we end this episode on like a little bit happier of a note? I saw a tickety talk that was celebrating the news about the declining for birth rates. And someone said, like, share in the comments below your reason for being child free. And I thought these were really great. The number one comment was, I know I would be a good mom, but not a happy one. That shit cuts to my soul. So right there, that's the end of the day. Like, exactly what I've been trying to say this entire episode. Like, you might have children, continue the legacy, raise incredible human beings, but you might not be happy. And this system is designed to make sure you aren't. There are no benefits. There are no villages. There are no setups for women to walk away from that experience happy besides the literal love that the child gives them. And like, I've heard it's great. Don't get me wrong. I've heard it's awesome. But what if your kid doesn't even fucking like you? What if your kid gets sick? What if your kid is disabled and unable to even communicate? What if your kid is a fucking asshole? They grow up and they don't communicate with you anymore. Like, there are too many things that I also can't rely on the love of a child being enough for me to want to give up my existence and happiness in the world. I just don't see it. This one made me laugh. The other comment was, I've never done anything or been anywhere and said, this would be better with kids. And it's so true. Like, I've never been at the most iconic experience of my life, like the top of the Eiffel Tower or like deep sea diving in the crystal clear blue waters of Greece, or like hanging with my besties in New York City and been like, you know what's missing? Some fucking kids. Where are those little shits? Get those screaming, crying freaks over here. The next comment was from an actual mom that said, I am incapable of regretting my kids, but I regret not fully understanding how horrible the world is that I brought them into. I think if I had understood how bad it truly is here, I wouldn't have forced them to be here too. Ugh, broke my heart a little. Next comment also sent me to the moon. Because even in my wildest dreams, there are never children in them. Dude, because that is so crazy. Like, when I am off daydreaming about the career and the, like, end all be all, it's like me with my lovers and my dogs and fat stacks of cash traveling and like making movies. Like, that's what it is. It's like connecting with other human beings. It's never involved the child. It just hasn't. The next comment, when I see people with kids describing the perfect day and 9 out of 10 times, it doesn't include their child. Felt that one, because it is so fucking true. This person, I thought this was really real. This person said, when I am overstimulated, I'm mean, and they don't deserve that ever. I don't know what I didn't meant, But I get the, like, I'm not me when I'm hungry. Grab a Snickers, you know? Like, I right now, if something pisses me off, I can throw my hands up in the air and go, I'm out. I'm out. You can't do that with kids, it seems. Even a dog, you can crate. You know what I'm saying? This other comment was, everyone I know who has them says, I love them, but, and then complains of misery for a long time. Every single person. Facts. This one, watching my friends change when they had kids and seeing how exhausted they became, it was like they lost their individuality. I know that's right. It's a very valid point because they don't have the capacity to be the same kind of friend. And I'm totally understanding of that. Like, I have fully accepted that. It just sucks to lose your friend. And my best friend even says, like, you know, the struggle she's dealing with two kids under four, you know, she says, like, this phase is just temporary. Like, they're going to grow up. This phase is just temporary. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't even want to go through that phase. Call me selfish, but I don't even want to go through that fucking phase where I'm like, this is only temporary. This is only temporary. No, thank you. Not having a quiet and clean home would end me. Big fucking facts. Big facts. I can't think when this house is disorganized. The only happy parents I know have generational wealth and or physical help from their parents, and I have neither. Big facts. I think if you got money and you've got the emotional bandwidth and capabilities, go ahead. Fucking rocks your socks off. But also, maybe use that money to do something good for the world, you know? Beyond just bringing a kid into it. Make sure the kid's, like, solid and contributing to society. That would be sick. They're a little too permanent. Like, I got to deal with you every day until one of us dies. That one was so funny because people are like, oh, it's only 18 years. No, it's not. I am still on my parents' phone plan. It is cheaper for us to have a family plan. And thanks, Mom and Dad, for that. You know, it is not only 18 years. Okay. The way this economy is going, okay, COVID, people all moved home back with their parents. It is not just 18 years. Trust me. This one, the idea of being pregnant makes my skin crawl. We discussed that in 2 episodes ago. So if you need a refresher, go see that. Realizing no kid should be born just because I might regret it one day if I don't. That was the quote I was trying to think of earlier. And I think that that's big facts. I liked that one. I also like the quote about, like, if you're unsure, even like 10%, like, no kid should come into a world with parents that are not 100% sure, which I liked because it was not saying you had to be 100% ready or like 100% good at it, but just being like, this is a child that I want in this world. And that's what my dad said to me when I had the abortion. He was like, you should bring a kid into this world when you want the child. Like, that should be enough to get an abortion, is I just don't want a child. That should be enough. You should bring them into the world when they will grow up with parents that wanted them. Fuck, it's the basic idea that drives me crazy. This one really was my favorite. I can leave my house at the drop of a dime for minutes, hours, days, doesn't matter. No thought has to be had. And, like, I even stress out when I have to leave the kiddies for more than 2 weeks at a time. If I'm, like, traveling internationally or something, I couldn't fathom children. Like, I have the kiddies on automatic water, feeder, litter. They roam the house as freely as they want to. They got balcony space. They be sun pigging all the time. And I'm still like, but do they miss me? These motherfuckers, 16 years old. They don't give a fuck. When I come home, they're like, oh, she's back, I guess. Yes. Fill our tanks, will ya? But I can't imagine not being able to just say, like, fuck it, I want to go visit Henny in the UK right now because I miss him and I want to go watch him play soccer. Like, that is a privilege that I do not take for granted. And part of me wonders if I should, like, go do that right now, because who knows where I'll be in a year, you know? And I should be doing these things while I'm young and my bones all work and aren't cracking as loud as they could be. My favorite comment of all, though, was, I like having money and sleep. And that enough in itself is reason enough for me. Wow. Are you guys sweating? I sure am. That episode was a doozy, but I think it was important. Sound off in the comments below. Are you child-free? Are you childless? Do you have child? Are you mamacita of a human baby? Let me know. Did you learn anything? I feel like I learned a lot of shit. And that's why I love doing this podcast. And you're going to have to rip it for my cold, goddamn dead hands because I still love learning and sharing this information with you. And guess what? If I had kids, I wouldn't be able to do that. Hey, we'll see you next week, confidants. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.